story. Try to get it in there somehow or other. Just a thought. This morning, how there's such a need today in the world to get the questions answered, the doubts removed about the deepest, biggest existential questions. Because, and the need is there because, I mean, this is a need that I could see, at least the problem with back when I was young. The religions who are supposed to give those answers are not really able to anymore. They have become sectarian. I'm just now learning a little about the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. So you got those there in Iran. And they think that a leader, a spiritual leader, has to be a descendant of Muhammad. And the others, Saudi Arabia, think no, it's just, you know, matter of qualifications. So they have these different ideas, and then they're fighting among, above, or around those ideas. But then I'm sitting here, and I guess many with me, saying, well, you know, when I look at things through my the perspective of this book I wrote, which is more cosmological. Yeah, we're all parts of God. We're eternal spiritual beings. And we, after we leave this world, this body, we are going to, you know, the other world. And then there's heaven there, and there's... Ultimately, it's like a dream, the whole thing, and we wake up and we are back home again. We are ourselves again. That's all there is to it. What does that have to do with the genealogy of, what is the word? Of Muhammad and people like that, or Jesus, even if they existed or not, what's the big deal? I mean, what matters is the knowledge that we have available to us, where each and every one of us can make our lives successful and happy and bright and enlightened and enlivened. That's what this knowledge is here for. So really, rather than slipping into Hinduism, or I mean, now Arpio is talking here, or some of the friends among them, it's so important to stay and return to where this started, this Krishna consciousness, because it really, if you look at it carefully and free yourself from the biases or the religious forms of thinking and so on that tend to slip in there otherwise, if you can avoid that mistake, then here we have a universal knowledge that just explains everything, really. Gives a good explanation, and you can find that in other cultures as well, historically. And again, well, maybe that should be a book, Dharma.